Section 3. European Explorers Come and Go. As you read, look for motivations for European exploration. The first European explorers in North Carolina. Encounters between Europeans and native people, and the following terms: expedition and charter. A little more than 30 years after Christopher Columbus's discoveries, the first Europeans known to set foot on what became North Carolina waded ashore near Cape Fear in 1524. These early explorers were motivated by the hope of finding precious metals and the desire to discover an all-water route through North America to Asia. Giovanni de Verrazzano and the French. Giovanni de Verrazzano was an Italian explorer working for the King of France. Verrazzano hoped to find for the French what Columbus had not found for the Spanish. He was looking for a shorter water route to China and the riches of Asia. Verrazzano and his men found native peoples, most likely from either the Waccamaw or Cape Fear groups, burning huge fires on the beach. The Europeans later told people back in France that the natives resemble the Orientals. Verrazzano thought that the color of the Carolina beaches meant that gold had to be nearby, but that was a false hope. He also failed to find the route to China, although he went back to Europe and claimed that he had. His ship had dropped anchor off Portsmouth Island near Cape Hatteras, and the explorer came to believe that the water on the other side of the island led to Asia. He was actually looking at Pamlico Sound. Maps drawn in Europe for the next 50 years, however, identified the Sea of Verrazzano and showed it extending from Cape Hatteras to what is today California. Verrazzano was simply the first of many Europeans to be fooled and disappointed by encounters with what became North Carolina. The others looked just as eagerly as he had for a road to easy riches. None of the early explorers was successful. Hernando de Soto and the Spanish. Columbus did not find the road to China. He did, however, help establish a vast New World empire controlled by the Spanish. By the 1520s, the Spanish had conquered native peoples from Cuba to Mexico, discovered the real Pacific Ocean, and lucked into huge gold and silver mines in South America. Having found gold, they looked for more, from the deserts of New Mexico to the mountains of North Carolina. Hernando de Soto and 600 soldiers began to explore the area that became the southeastern United States in 1539. By the middle of 1540, his expedition, a journey for a specific purpose, crossed into the Carolinas. De Soto and his men made their way into the North Carolina mountains, generally following the course of the Catawba River to its headwaters at the Blue Ridge. There they found an extensive village they called Zuala, whose people were likely the forerunners of the Catawba. The Spanish then crossed the mountains and moved into Tennessee, where they met the Cherokee. From there, they trekked all the way to the Mississippi River, where De Soto died and was buried in the river itself. Other than a few ornaments worn by natives, he never found the gold he sought. De Soto treated the native peoples very badly during his expedition. His men demanded favors from the tribal leaders and stole their goods and animals at will. So hated was De Soto that the Cherokee for centuries mocked him in their booger dance. He came to represent someone who did not respect the earth or other human beings. Juan Pardo and more Spaniards. The second group of Spanish explorers stayed longer. Juan Pardo was a Portuguese soldier in the Spanish army. His expedition left a base camp on the South Carolina coast in 1569 and followed the rivers to much of the same area earlier explored by De Soto. Pardo's group included Catholic priests who tried to convert the natives to Christian beliefs and habits. Along the way, Pardo left behind small groups of soldiers who were to set up camps for future exploration. One was in the foothills near present-day Morganton. Another was at Guattari, the name given to the Sipona village on the Yadkin River near present-day Salisbury. Early residents of Lincolnton later discovered the Spanish Well next to old house foundations of cut and squared stones, indicating that a base had been set up there. Apparently, Pardo hoped to find gold and other riches in the mountains and then use the camps as stopping-off points on the way back to the coast. Maybe as many as 100 Spanish stayed in the foothills region for several years before giving up, just as others had. Walter Raleigh and the English. By the late 1500s, the English had grown in strength and power and wanted part of the New World riches for themselves. At the time, a small group of men became close to Queen Elizabeth I of England. The group included two half-brothers, Sir Humphrey Gilbert and Sir Walter Raleigh. The two men had studied the Verrazano reports and believed they could find the route to China. In 1578, Raleigh and Gilbert convinced the Queen to plan an expedition to find the Northwest Passage so that England would benefit and grow rich by trade with other nations. Then Queen Elizabeth granted a charter, a type of document issued by a monarch, to explore the New World. The expedition was turned back the first year by heavy storms and Spanish attacks. The two received permission for a second expedition. However, the Queen would not let Raleigh leave, for she had dreamed that he would die if he sailed away. Gilbert did go, but he was lost at sea in 1583. The next year, Raleigh gained permission to try again, and he sent the first of several expeditions to the New World. The Raleigh expeditions were the first English attempts to settle in the New World. They would become famous in North Carolina history, for they resulted in what came to be known as the Lost Colony.